What's up, everyone? Welcome to Internet Hollywood Radio. I'm your host, Internet Hollywood Vega, and today we got another talented guest calling in from the state of Connecticut. She goes by the name of Sunny. Welcome to the Internet Hollywood Universe. I appreciate you taking out some time of your day to speak with me. But before we start this interview off, I'm going to ask you my intro question that I ask all the new faces I interview on a radio show for the first time. So if you don't mind answering, could you fill our listeners in on who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. My name is Sam, aka Sunny. I am a 26-year-old painter born in North Carolina. I have lived in Connecticut for the past 5 years, and I haven't looked back. I've really enjoyed it.
Nice, nice. So you must have seen a lot going through all those states and all that stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I bet. Now, art is much more than patterns and colors. When the eyes behind the lines that shape them comes from a person that creates them with meaning and purpose. Like, the value of art could be so powerful that people will spend millions of dollars on the artwork. So when did your journey to create started, and what was the inspiration behind you wanting to branch out and give your artwork a social media presence?
My journey started when I was 19. That's the first time I ever painted. I actually watched my ex start painting, and he found so much peace through it that I decided to give it a try, and I fell in love with it. Just the colors, learning to feel them, learning to speak with them is probably the closest thing to actually touching God I've ever experienced. So that's where it started. My friend Verse actually is the one who kind of pushed me to even show other people my art. I used to just kind of keep it in my house and enjoy it for myself, but once he saw it, he was like, oh my God, like, you have to show other people this. This is crazy. So I made an Instagram page. I'm not really too good with keeping up with it, but that's definitely where I even got inspired to go public with it.
Man, one thing is for sure, shout out to your friend for that, man, because you're really talented at what you do, man. My head is tipped off to you, and that's for sure. Now,
thank you.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome. Now, over the summer, you did this live painting at a fest in Holyoke, Massachusetts. Now, what was that fest about? How did you get involved? And what was the experience like when you brought your art to life for those that attended that occasion on July 16th?
It was super fun. I kind of slid in there almost by accident. I knew one of Don Zop, who is the founder of YTH. One of his promotion girls actually told me about the event. She gave me all the info. I asked if I could come through and just be a live painter, and he said yeah, and we just kind of made it work. That was my introduction to Young Tatted Homies, actually. I had a lot of fun. It was a really good platform, mostly for music artists, but really just any kind of artist looking to get in front of a lot of people, a lot of other artists, network, and just like get footage for their social media pages, really. It was a lot of fun to experience.
That's dope. But it's not just how you beautifully design each piece of art you make and share for everyone to see. It's how magnificent the detail is when you create things like animals, characters, and even when you design shoes. So where does this kind of idea of what you draw come from? And does your emotions, and mental state influence the kind of art you create?
Yes, it definitely does. I met with an older painter who told me that her clients could tell when she was painting, if she was sad or if she was happy when she was painting. So I really do take that into consideration when I do create. I try to get out a lot of my intense emotions in my paintings, you know, whether it be happy, sad, or whatever. But yeah, you really can tell the difference. So I try to keep it light. I try to keep it happy. When it comes to like things that I show, I haven't really been too vulnerable with things, you know, that are a little bit heavier, but I'm definitely looking forward to doing that in the future. I usually paint things that I see in real life or that I feel, and I'll add my own twist to it. Or honestly, I love psychedelics. So things that I see when I trip, I usually try to paint like maybe the next day after I'm done tripping. But either way, I try to keep it raw all the time.
And you definitely touched down on it, so I figured like I'll elaborate on that a little bit. So now, because I said a picture is worth a thousand words, and sometimes it could trigger someone's emotional response to make them sad, happy, angry, or whatever else. Kind of like, you know, you kind of just touched down on that. So for me to add this additional question, like when you're in that mind state when you're creating a picture, do you feel as if it some way speaks to you and brings you through a journey? And as you create your work, when do you know when to stop or when you're overdoing it?
Yeah, it definitely does bring me through a journey, especially when I sit down, like I said, through those really intense emotions, whether it be happy or sad, good or positive or negative. Usually I stop when I start to mess up a lot, or like when I start to get into a perfectionist mode and not like a flow mode. You know, once you start getting really critical over your lines and what you're putting on the canvas is kind of when you have to stop. Or like, yeah, that's usually when I stop.
Okay. So how far do you want to take your art in life when analyzing what goals you have in mind? And are you currently working on any kind of painting or project now that we should look out for in the future?
Yeah, I want to take it as far as I can. The sky really is the limit. I want to see my art on everything. Clothes, shoes, sides of buildings, inside people's houses, really anywhere. I am working on a couple things. I don't want to elaborate too much because I don't have all the details exactly worked out, but definitely will be seeing my art out and about on moving things.
Okay. Boss moves. So where is the best place for someone to reach you if they would like to work with you or check your artwork? And is there someone you would like to shout out before we end this interview?
Yeah, the best way to reach me would be on Instagram right now at Art by Sunny T. My website is coming soon, but for now, Instagram is the best way. I do want to shout out Mimi. If it wasn't for her, I would have never met Young Tatted Homies or been to the YTH Fest or even you. I think she linked me with you as well. And I also want to shout out Verse for believing and having the confidence in my artwork. If it wasn't for him, I don't think anyone would even know I'm an artist.
There you have it. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show and giving us all that inside scoop on everything happening with yourself. It's always a great pleasure hearing the stories from amazingly talented people like you. And I look forward to continue writing and keep promoting people like you as well. Thank you for calling on to the show, Sunny.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.